Matabeleland is lagging behind every region in the country in poverty, poor roads, poor healthcare, poor education, poor everything. We have always said that it is known, it has always existed since around the 1980s. This is an authentic report. It reflects what is taking place in Matabeleland and the rest of Zimbabwe.
Drought and closure of companies, how do these factors play in there?
Well, these are governance problems. Drought is a governance problem. If you know that this area is perennially drought, as government you plan around that, you make sure that you have the necessary infrastructure, the necessary funding, and the necessary organization and coordination. It is something that has always been there. Everywhere else on earth you have drought, you have desert, you have so many other things, natural disasters, but people are able to deal with those things.
What can be done to bridge this gap?
Because the problem is political. You need to deal with it politically. And thereafter, you need to organize, you need to find ways of ensuring that the next government does not repeat, does not continue, perpetuate the marginalization of Matabeleland.